USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration has been working on dealing with the situation at the southern border, where an influx of migrant children coming into the U.S. unaccompanied is overwhelming border facilities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells ABC it's a humanitarian disaster.
The Biden administration did not get prepared for what the floodgates would look like. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the Biden administration scramble, being incapable of dealing with the amount of the number of people coming across the border.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is now in India, where he's urging allies to avoid buying any Russian equipment to avoid sanctions. India is trying to buy a Russian air defense system. So far, they've only made one payment. Last year, the U.S. sanctioned Turkey for trying to buy the same system from Russia. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There are new rulings from a judge in Minneapolis as they work on jury selection to try the fired former police officer who's charged with murdering George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill said he will allow a portion of police body cam video in Derek Chauvin's murder trial from a 2019 arrest of George Floyd. Also, they will have drug and medical evidence brought forth, which is similar to last year's arrest. The judge also saying,
I don't think there's any place in the state of Minnesota that has not been subjected to extreme amounts of publicity on this case.
A massive 7.0 earthquake has shook Japan and triggered tsunami concerns. According to the Geological Survey, the earthquake occurred in the evening and the epicenter was about 16 miles just east of Ishinomaki, Japan. A tsunami advisory was in effect for portions of coastal Japan, but within 2 hours it was canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Organizing Committee said it won't allow overseas ticket holders entry into the Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games due to the pandemic. The committee already postponed the Olympics a year to July 23rd. The Tokyo and Japanese governments and the Organizing Committee in Tokyo informed the International Olympic Committee and the International Paralympic Committee during a virtual meeting of its conclusion to not allow overseas spectators. The Organizing Committee blamed the ongoing difficulties to stop the spread of the virus around the globe, and in particular, the emergence of the variant strains of the virus. Global travel restrictions also factored into the decision. Ticket holders from overseas will receive a refund and will be informed of the refund mechanism. The Olympic Games will take place July 23rd through August 24th. A new study may have found a simple way to combat COVID-19. USA's Dan Araki has more.
Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Department of Mechanical Engineering say that the virus may be vulnerable to ultrasound waves. Early tests show that the vibrations used in medical diagnostic imaging can cause the virus to rupture, collapsing its shell and possibly damaging the RNA inside. The scientists emphasize that their data is preliminary and that much more research is needed, but say the early results show the potential for something great in the current critical situation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.